I'm here with Bumpy, Brett's coach of Div 1 and Div 3 this week. Bumpy, how are you?
I'm fabulous, Donnie. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. I like your enthusiasm. You must be pretty proud of the girls' efforts that took place on Mother's Day.
I am very, very proud of them. Unfortunately, Div 3 didn't come away as a win, but it was atrocious conditions out there. And Div 1 just, going into the fourth quarter, I basically said, let's not play pretty football. Let's just push and run and get the ball, just lock it down and push it towards our goals as much as possible. So it wasn't pretty footy, but at least we come away the chocolate.
Very much so. I'm sure most of the people would have been tucked away in restaurants and cafes all day Sunday, but our girls, both sides, were slogging in the hail, wind and rain down at Casey Fields, which provides absolutely no protection whatsoever.
None at all. They breed us tough in Seaford.
Very much so. As you said, the Divi 3 girls went down. What was the your sort of thoughts about their game?
I just think that they stopped running, towards the end of the game. I don't know if it was because of the weather or because, I know at one point when I was playing the Div 1 game, I was running against the wind and I wasn't getting anywhere either. So I'm not sure if that was it or not, but, we worked fairly hard on fitness last night just in case it was a fitness piece.
Yeah, okay. I guess the fact that they had six on their bench and our midfielders weren't able to rotate at all during the game probably had a telling effect by the after half time, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the girls, in Div 3, it's a little bit hard to get to training, and that's why, we play them in Div 3 as well. So it's a bit hard for them to get enough of the, football fitness as well. So it's just getting out in the games and doing as much as possible. Hopefully by the end of the year, we should have that sorted, I would think.
Yeah, bloody oath. Special mentions to anyone in particular?
No, I think all the girls really had a really hard slog. I was pretty proud of all of them. One thing I set them out to do at the start of the game was to do one really big tackle each at the start of each quarter. And I think they did that. They went in, they tackled hard, they worked hard, they worked really hard as a team. I guess on Sunday, the conditions weren't conducive to individuals. It was, you had to band together as a team, otherwise you weren't going to come away with it.
Good summary, mate, good summary. And onto our Divi 1s, we played Cranbourne, who were also undefeated, and we spoke about your little history with them last week, so you must be pretty satisfied with that effort.
I'm very satisfied with that effort. I tell you what, in that fourth quarter when we're up by 2 points, we got the goal, we're up by 2 points, and I just said, let's lock it down, and Kate was in the ruck. And I'm just going, Kate, keep pushing it to the boundary, keep pushing it to the boundary, just keep pushing it that way. Don't bring it inboard at all. Let's not have, don't give us any chance to run and don't give them any chance to run. Let's just lock it down as much as possible. I think we're also saved by the fact that we had a blood rule that helped count down the clock. And if you looked at it in the fourth quarter, we were defensive side of goal, they were defensive side of goal, and it was just who was going to push that rugby scrum, the furthest, and we did, so... I tell you what, I felt pretty happy at the end of the game, so I would have liked a Div 3 win, but next time, we'll get them next time.
Yeah, no, definitely, obviously with the way the Div 3 has been travelling, it was a huge performance for them, so definitely I can feel, much like our D and C grade girls, the wind's just champing at the bit. Hopefully it's going to be this week at home.
Yeah, I think it will be this week at home. I've just put the teams out. They look pretty strong. Both teams look extremely strong. Again, it's a little bit tricky. We don't know what Deer Park play like. But, we'll give it our best shake and hopefully, kick up a gear from what we have been playing.
Yeah, terrific. And also, just to mention, this Saturday is actually on this Saturday, not Sunday. Both teams are playing at home, 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And it is the Pink Ladies Day for our Rets girls. Obviously, most of them weren't able to get into the club one last Saturday because of the game on Sunday, but this way they get to do their contribution to the Breast Cancer Foundation.
Absolutely. So we get to wear pink socks as well, pink shoelaces, which...
Isn't that pretty?
I don't know. We play footy to... not be like men, but just to play footy and be recognised as athletes, but it's pretty fun getting to play in some pink sometimes, so recognising women and people with breast cancer and hopefully raising the awareness.
Terrific. I'm sure Jess and the girls on the social team have done a great job putting that together, and I'm sure it'll be a great success. So
they've done an amazing job.
Yeah, as they do every year. And look forward to that team photo. That's always a cracker. So
it's great.
The rumour has it that someone's going to sort of provide a block so Danny doesn't get to lay down out front. So
just hit her out the way.
Yeah.
You know what we did discover? We discovered that she wears a jumper that she's had since grade six. she wears that at training often. So we're giving her a bit of stick about her grade six jumper. The other thing that's come out this week is Aaron Stevens is a violin coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A violin coach. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great to know. Actually, I know a couple of her workmates as well. So I look forward to sharing that with them as well. So
the talents we have in our team.
The violinist. Oh, nice. Oh, there you go. Not a problem. I'm sure this might come up when we get to spin the wheel next. So.
Yeah, I need to get it spinning, although I'm a little bit reluctant because I've still yet to do my window washing. So I've got to do my window washing, which I'm not looking forward to, but I need to do that pretty soon. I might actually do it on Sunday at some point after the game, I think.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Bumpy had to spin the wheel, which has changed compared to what some of the players, the men's group do. Bumpy's... I don't know if it was a mystery box or not, but her penalty was she has to wash car windows at the Seabed Road, Nepean Highway traffic lights for half an hour and not to collect 1 cent.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty embarrassing, really. And have you seen the height of me? I don't know how I'm going to reach some of those four-wheel drives. I'm going to cop a fair bit of abuse, I reckon, as I try to clean their windows and make a shemozzle of them. But, you know, that's okay. I think the girls will love me getting a bit of abuse.
Yeah.
The other one that's on there is the boys have to shave their armpits, I think.
Yep.
Ours is the girls have to grow their armpit hair. So, and play a game with their armpit hair showing, which is pretty gross.
Oh, yeah, I hope Tahir's not in action that day. He can keep the long shots away, no close-ups for that day, hopefully.
Yeah, I know. Stagger did have to do it, Stagger. And she was putting mascara on them at one point, because I think they were quite blonde, so she did mascara them up and pretty them up and make them beautiful. So, the girls are crazy.
Glad they're having a lot of fun. It's good. Cool. All right, Bump. Well, thanks for your time, mate. I know you got a busy schedule, so you guys aren't training tomorrow night, are you? So just straight into the match.
No training. Give the girls a rest. I smashed their leg last night, so I give them a bit of a rest. Although today, they've all got to do at least a 3K run, which I'm counting on them doing. So if anyone's listening to this today and you're in my team, make sure you go and do your run.
All right, mate. I'll make sure it's posted up by lunchtime.
Excellent. Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks, Bump.
Bye.